Klingon word from the word.
La pa ok iv jat vo widka pa rach robe koch rach dach joka.
Many there are who say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. David's words here come from a desperate time, a time when he was in need of help. And his observation is that those watching him would conclude, Koch vad rak dak joka. There is no help for him in God. Help, or koch in Klingon, is our word to consider here. Maybe you're surprised that Klingons, though rugged and independent, do have a word for help. You can hear it in the expression Nom koch yikim, get help quickly. Though conversational Klingon advises, what Terrans consider dangerous and unpleasant, a Klingon usually finds exhilarating and enjoyable. So if no one comes to your aid at first, shout out the phrase Klingon jichbet. I am not a Klingon. Koch vad rach dach joka. There is no help for him in God. The Hebrew word here is a familiar one. In different forms, it occurs over 250 times in the Bible. Yeshua. It means something saved or deliverance. Hence, aid, victory, prosperity, health, help, salvation, and save, among other things. We can recognize this word in the name Joshua, or Jesus, the Lord saves. David's situation is dire, and when he echoes the verdict about his plight, he means more than assistance is not coming. Everyone says he is utterly lost, and it seems clear that this is the majority opinion. In these first two verses of Psalm 3, David says twice how many rise up against and many say of his soul that there is no hope. The Klingon word for many for this is lao, calls to mind a construction Klingons use to express comparisons with two statements. X is lao, Y is push, to show how X is greater or superior to Y. For example, iwij jed lao, iwij jed push, means literally, my blood is thicker than yours, but expresses I am much stronger than you. In this passage, one might feel that David would think, Jach pu lao, koch wij push. My enemies are greater than my help. Certainly this is an experience that many can understand. The trials and difficulties of life can seem overwhelming. But as one writer observes, note that trouble drives David to God in prayer, not from him in disbelief. I think David would rather say, Joka kachlau hoch jaragpu wi push. God's help is greater than my enemies. In the scriptures, we gain a context, a vision of the fabric of God's care and his plans, a vision that lifts us above the immediate situation. David and we may have uncountable enemies or troubles, but God is so much greater than them all. It's David's gift to us in this psalm to remind us, where do you find help? It is with the Lord. Let us never forget that.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new Star Quest Podcast Network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.